This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There is a donut incident that is being discussed on the interwebs. And apparently this room is far too close to it.
Yeah, it's a sensitive topic for me. It brings up some memories.
I will say that if I could pick one gluten-free item that tastes just like the original, it would be donuts.
You like donuts.
Yeah, and you cannot find good gluten-free donuts anywhere. That airy, like Krispy Kreme, it does not exist.
Can you get good cookies?
Cookies, yes. But if you're trying to get a gluten-free donut, it's a cake donut. And I don't want that. I want the airy. Yeah, yeah. But you can't get that. Airy.
Oh, I see. Like a glazed donut is not a cake donut.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a gluten-free donut's
more
like
dense.
That. Yeah. The one that they have at AA. You know what I mean? Like at the AA meetings. Have you ever...
I've never been to one. I don't know.
The coffee's real like nasty. Everybody smells like coffee, cigarettes, and then the donuts are all cake. And I don't know if you go to an early enough AA... Look, I've dated alcoholics. I've gone to like the family ones. Do you know what I'm talking about? That smell of black coffee and cigarettes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's
kind of a
cake.
Radio station smell to it.
And it's a cake donut vibe. Like you don't bring a glazed donut to that party. They want the hearty donut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't bring a maple bar. You don't bring a fritter. Ooh. It's a cake donut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess. I've never been.
Can I take one more tangent?
Mm-hmm.
As long as I just talked about, we were talking about gluten-free things. I don't know if these guys have, who dropped off cookies the other day? Because we got to thank them.
Crave.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know what all was in that box, but there was one with some kind of like a cinnamony frosting on that damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that?
It looked like a cinnamon maple. Yeah.
I am locked in. I'm locked in. I'm being a good boy. I'm not drinking. I'm not eating sweets. And I was like, I'm just going to cut off a little eighth of that bad boy and had it. And like, I don't know if you saw how many times I walked by there, but that.
I circled back a few times.
I ate so much of that damn cookie.
They had a s'mores one too that I really liked with the marshmallow on top.
God, I didn't try that one. I just rocked that cinnamony one. Jesus, that was good. Anyway, so the internet issue, and you guys can jump in on this as well, but it was basically these two sisters had a box of donuts. And they wrote on it, don't touch, because they were going to enjoy their donuts together.
Because they were expensive donuts.
Okay, I don't care. Like, does the price...
It does.
See, that's an error. You don't need expensive donuts. Just gas station donut will do the trick. I mean, they're all great, but...
What's the most you would spend on a donut? What is an expensive... Is that voodoo donuts? Is that glazed and confused?
Yeah. It's like a different thing, right? You almost need like a fork and stuff to eat some of those donuts because they get so tall because they have so many... And they're delicious, but...
Like the voodoo's the one that they make one that's shaped like a pee-pee, I think.
Yeah.
Because my buddy Mark gets it every time. And it's just
it's
massive.
Gets
it for everybody.
It gets its own box.
And it's got custard in it. I wouldn't even eat it. He thinks it's funny. I'm like... I'm not eating it out of like homophobia. I don't want the custard. Like what? Okay. Anyway, they leave a note on it says, do not eat. They come downstairs later. Dad's eating them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the context missing from the story is they live with their father. Right?
I would think, yeah. I mean, I like donuts too, but I wouldn't break into my kid's house just to eat them. I think, they live with them.
Okay. Well, if there's donuts in my house, whose donuts are those? Here's a curious question. Whose donuts are in my house?
Do we know how old the girls are?
I don't care.
Yeah, who paid for them?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. How does it matter? But I do think that...
Oh, that room is heated up there. Who paid for that? Well, I'm going to suck all the heat out of that room.
I do think they should have gotten donuts for everyone in the house. Okay. That's what I would do. But the fact that they labeled them, I don't like that he still went with it.
Hmm. A label in my house, might I might have wrote that. I don't remember.
Okay.
That's
AA. I'm going to go get a cake donut at a meeting tonight. So how does this relate to your life?
I had an incident when I was in about seventh grade. I was at a sleepover with a bunch of buddies, and we left late night because we like to walk around. At the age where it was like, where curfew was a big thing, you had to be back by a certain time, but you could be out until then. So we're like enjoying our new freedom. And we walked to the gas station, Casey's at the time. I've mentioned them before, to get day-old donuts.
I swear to God, if there was a Casey's in this market and they weren't dropping free breakfast pizzas off to you, I'd be peeved
off. They should be driving from Nebraska.
They should, yes. Bring us some Casey's.
I agree.
Keep going.
So we bought donuts and we're like, these are great. We'll have them in the morning. And it was just me and my buddies who paid. We didn't have jobs or anything, so we scraped together our money, bought the day-old donuts. The next morning, we went into the kitchen. And the buddy whose house we were staying over, his mom had come down, and she had gotten into the donuts, and they were gone.
Yeah,
they were
all
gone.
Of them?
All of them were gone.
So did she have a little bit of an eating thing, or did she invite friends over, or was it an AA meeting?
I don't know. Don't need to get into that. But they were all gone. We had looked forward to it all night.
Well, because
we were not her kids either.
I'm wondering if she threw them away. Was it that kind of household?
No, she ate them.
Oh,
we don't need to get into it. But
it's her house, man. If I come down to my counter and there's donuts on my counter, you can write "do not touch" unless they're on fire or rubbed with dog poop.
But if you have, if your kid has people staying the night, you're like, well, I didn't buy these. My kid didn't buy these. I wonder who these are. I'll just eat them. That's crazy.
Yeah, because
that's
insane. On the counter. If you want them, you take them downstairs with you, wherever you're sleeping. If you want, like, when my daughter has sleepovers, they take their weird little sweet tart ropes downstairs. That means they're down with them. I'd have to, like, wait for them to fall asleep and take them out of their cold, dead hands. So, like, if it's upstairs...
Which is a lot harder than you think.
It is.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.